Welcome, everybody, back to Friar Talk. We have some breaking news this morning. The Padres are expected or, you know, likely to sign a left-handed closer in Yuki Matsui. Yuki Matsui has really good stuff. He's mostly a fastball slider combo. Also has a splitter and a curveball as well that he's thrown in the past. But the pitch that's going to stand out is the slider. He's from the, Japanese League, the NPB. And the last, 3 years, he's had ridiculous numbers. 2021, he had a 0.63 ERA, then a 1.92, then a 1.57. And his whip was only at one of those years. The other 2 years, 0.7, 0.8 strikeout numbers. Over his career, he's a 12 strikeout to 9 guy. So the numbers are there. He's 28 years old. He's going to potentially be the closer. Chase and I were talking. We kind of want to see him, you know, him and Robert Suarez kind of rotate in that role where it depends on the matchup. You got a righty, you got a lefty at the back end of the pen. It's expected that this his deal is going to be a multi-year deal. But overall, I really, really like the idea of this move. Chase, what's your thought process and what's kind of your evaluation on Matsui as well?
He's not going to be what Hader is, obviously, but I think he's going to be more versatile. You can literally just whoever has the better matchup against, you know, who's coming up in the lineup, you can switch between the two. You have two closers now. You can switch between eighth and ninth. It gives you a little bit more versatility in the bullpen. You know, his numbers last year, which I did like, he normally is like a 4 walks per 9 guy, but last year he cut it down to 2, which is great. He's showing that he's going to have a little bit more control. I wonder how he's going to transition into the MLB just because it is a little bit higher caliber of talent. Do like his stuff. Usually sits about mid-90s. His slider is phenomenal. I mean, just go look it up on YouTube or Twitter right now. It's basically all his strikeouts right now are with the slider. It's nasty. Just, it's filthy. He also has that splitter and curveball, but mostly throws splitter, which is also really nice. You see a lot of Japanese pitchers with the slider, you know, Shohei, Darvish, Otani. It's there. He's got a little bit more command now. He's got a 12 K per 9. I think it's a great signing. We don't have any contract details other than it's going to be a multi-year deal, which is great. He's only 28 years old. You know, if you get a 3-4 year deal, maybe with, let's say like a 4 year deal with the opt-out option after 3 or 2 would be great. I don't know. We don't know the amount or what he's expected to sign for. That's kind of been hidden still. If anything, maybe similar to like when Nick Martinez first came over, kind of something similar to that, like 8 years, 9 years, or not 8 years, 8 million, maybe 6 to 8, hopefully nothing crazy. He's a reliever. He does have, you know, the ability to go 60, 70 innings. The one thing that's concerning is, like, you'll find it on almost every article out there, is he is kind of small for a pitcher. He's 5'8", listed, I think, 167. He's a little light, but hey, as long as his velo doesn't drop and he can continue going the innings, it's perfectly fine with me. You know, he pitched, 57 innings last year, 51 the year before that, 2020, 68, 85 total in 2020. Like, it's going to be fine. Like, he can go the distance. He's not going to complain about, you know, I pitched two days in a row. I'm not going to go out third. No, come on. It looks like he's going to be more than that. I think we're going to be great. Going to be a cheaper arm. And then if you can just combine it with Cosgrove, and if Mortar Hone figures it out, you have quite the lethal lefty lineup there. So it's a really good move. It solidifies the bullpen a lot.
Yeah, this is definitely a move too, where, like, you look, I mean, I showed the video up a second ago, but that slider is just nasty against lefties, and it catches the plate too. Like, it catches the plate and it falls completely out of the zone right there. You see guys like holding on it and they get rung up. Like, you saw multiple striking out looking in that video, and it's just one of those things where, like, I think the size is interesting, but the size is more like, does he hold up long term? That's usually when there's questions about size. A lot of times it's like shoulder stuff. Now, the thing that I think would be encouraging with him, Chase, and tell me if you're wrong, you know a little bit more about, you know, pitching mechanics and stuff than I do, but it's a little bit different when it's someone that's small. Like Yamamoto's small, but he throws like 99, right? He throws like ridiculous speeds. He's sitting mostly low to mid 90s fastballs. So he's not relying on like throwing out his shoulder as much, even though he's small. So do you think that kind of also like limits the injury in a way? Like it's like, yes, he's small, but he's also not out there throwing upper 90s all the time, high velo. He's not a starter. You know, like I think that kind of protects him a little bit from injury. Do you think that's accurate? Or
I'd say that him not being a starter more so. Basically, like velo is all in the hips, legs, you know, the way you separate your upper body from your lower body, how much torque you can create. There's a lot of different biomechanics. And as long as you can maximize what you can do with your biomechanics, you're going to throw hard. And we see it with him right now. He, I think, tops out 96, 97. He only weighs 167 pounds. He's only 5'8". That's really good. He knows how to maximize his mechanics out of everything. And as long as he can continue to do that for like maybe, I wouldn't throw him out there for two innings. I'm just not really a big fan of using our closers or anything in two inning roles. If you need to, like it's do or die. Yeah, absolutely. All hands on deck. But let's try to limit that during the season. Him being a reliever is what's really just the best part is, you limit the amount of pitches you throw. You're going to limit the amount of stress on your elbows, your shoulders, and everything. The slider and everything is great. Hopefully, it doesn't cause any arm issues. I know there's some people that say the splitter causes elbow issues. Some don't. It's kind of it depends on how you throw it. You know, every pitcher is different. You know, a lot of pitchers get injured with curveballs. Then you have Rich Hill, who's been throwing curveballs and as his secondary pitch 50% of the time his entire career and doesn't have elbow issues. You know, it's the luck of the draw with that. And so his mechanics look good. I wonder what Niebla is going to tweak, if he's going to tweak anything at all, especially with the way that you see it. His slider has enough break. It stays in the zone. It gets hitters all the time. So I think he's going to be in good hands. His mechanics are solid. I don't really think there's a lot of injury risk. You don't really see anybody talking about past shoulder or elbow injuries like you have with, you know, Kodai Senga when he first came over. You know, he's like, he's great, but usually about three quarters of the way through the season, you know, his shoulders, you know, it gets inflamed, it gets injured. He's had shoulder injuries in the past. You don't really see that with him. I think it's just mainly because he's a reliever. So I think we're good.
Yeah, but it's exciting. I mean, we went from watching Josh Hader last year with that just nasty slider. Obviously, Josh Hader likes to go, you know, have that high fastball as well. That's 99. We're not going to see that from Matsui, but we're going to get another nasty slider. And I would say that at least from, I don't know, Chase, from like me, like just watching, like a watching standpoint, there's nothing better to watch a pitcher throw than just a dirty slider. Like sometimes a curveball. But when you get that slider, especially from lefties, it is just so perfect. So I'm excited to have him in the bullpen. Last night we did a stream kind of like, are the Padres fucked? That was the stream. Are they? And one of the big things we brought up is like, they have to add left-handed pitching so desperately. Like, and they still got to figure out in the starting rotation, but at least this checks the box for the, you know, for the bullpen. And we might see Matsui close a lot of games and, you know, potentially if he's as good as like, not as good as he's been in Japan, but if he's as good as like what we think he could be, what his stuff shows, you could end up not really having your bullpen fall off a ton from last year. Well, also the complimentary pieces weren't that good, but this is your Josh Hader replacement. Does he need to be Josh Hader? No, but if he's good, it's a huge pickup for the Padres. So I like it. Obviously we don't have the details on the numbers. Chase, you said like 8 million. I think 8 to 10 million. I think that makes sense, right? Like somewhere in that range. I think it might be a little bit like we've seen how pitchers have been signed this offseason. It's been absurd. But overall, I think I like the move. We'll see what the actual contract numbers are and we'll judge it from there. But from the player standpoint, from the need standpoint, it checks both those boxes. And also, he's 28 years old. You're going to have him control for, let's say it's 3 to 5 years. It's a multi-year deal. That would probably make sense. You're going to have this guy like when he's in his prime. So I like it. I think it's a smart move. And I think this is a good pickup where right now you're looking at like some of the markets and they're just absurd. So as long as you don't have to pay a ridiculous amount of money for him, I think I like it. But Chase, anything else you want to add on Matsui?
No, it's a great signing. It shores up the bullpen. It's not going to break the bank. It's basically everything the Padres needed to do. So it's a great signing. Still probably want to add like one more solid late inning right-handed reliever just because, you know, you saw what you had last year with Luis Garcia. You kind of really missed, you know, when Luis Garcia was him the 2 years before that where, okay, you know what? We have Garcia in the seventh or eighth. We feel really confident. We didn't really have that sort of guy last year. I mean, we had Cosgrove, but we didn't really have a right-handed version of Cosgrove that we're like, you know what? He's coming out in the seventh or eighth. Like, I feel like we had Nick, but even then, Nick, sometimes you're like, he got through it, but that was kind of ugly. And I don't want to go through that again. Don't throw him out there again. So, I think like one more solid right-handed piece and then a left-handed pitcher for sure, like starting pitcher. We're going to start desperately needing some starters just for depth reasons. Last year, the Padres led.
I was going to say, and then we can look at four positions on the field after that.
Yeah, Jesus. Well, I think what they're going to do is they're going to pull from the farm. They had a lot of good players develop last year, so hopefully we stick with that, but man, we need a starting pitcher. I want Yamamoto so bad. And you know, you sign Matsui, might as well get Yamamoto too. That's all I'm gonna say. I know it's gonna break the bank, and I know he's gonna sign a long-term deal, but I think it's worth it.
So Chase, very interesting. You like the five righties in the rotation? Only righties?
It's a ballsy move, Cotton. See if it plays off.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we talked about it. Basically, the only free agents that are lefties that are available are Blake Snell and who is it? Jordan Montgomery. And then also the other dude from Japan. He's also available.
Oh, but Shota Imanaga, which I'm also happy with Imanaga. He's probably going to get a cheaper contract. He'll be a back of the rotation kind of guy. I know Yamamoto is going for... Well, I don't know. Apparently, the reports of $300 million were inaccurate. We still haven't seen any offers or anything, really. He's met with the teams multiple times. I just hope that it doesn't go to the Dodgers. But I would be happy with Imanaga, too. It's just...
Let's talk about him tomorrow. All
right.
I'll talk about him tomorrow?
Yeah.
Because he's like the only guy we haven't talked about that actually is... He could be in play. He realistically could. So I think he's an interesting guy we can look into, too. Especially because we just saw the Padres go and get a Japanese lefty, you know, like, so it kind of, it fits the mold of what they're trying to do. And we know that they've been into the international market, that's where they go after so many guys. So it does, it does make a lot of sense. And especially if you can get him cheaper than Blake Snell or Jordan Montgomery. So potentially could be a play. So we'll have to discuss him too, but yeah, I think it's going to do it. Great signing here. Happy with this one. As we said last night, like, yes, it's very concerning where the Padres are at, but we got to see the whole offseason play out before we really judge where this team is at. And we got to see what they do with this. It's kind of a reset year. I don't think you're going to fully see that, but let's see what the moves are made. Because if this can be stuff like this, where it helps the Padres for a couple years, that's smart. If it's some drastic, like, let's make this aggressive move and not really develop our guys, we might feel a little bit differently about it. So that's kind of where I'm at, but yeah. I think that's it. So thank you all for listening.
Go ahead. Baseball is baseball. You know, we say, you know, this is kind of a stopgap year. You know, we had a down year last year where we're building. We also said that about the Diamondbacks last year. We said, you know what, they're still probably 2 years away from contention and they went to the World Series when no one else expected it. Baseball is baseball. No one will be able to predict anything. We were supposed to be one of the best teams last year and we choked tremendously. And the Diamondbacks were supposed to be 2 years away from contention and made it to the World Series. We'll see.
No sports. And we were even high on the Diamondbacks compared to most people. We're like, the Diamondbacks are good. They're building something special. still a little bit away, but they're building something special. And then it's like, oh, okay, never mind. They're ready. Corbin Carroll is him. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you about some other guys later this week, but big signing. Happy went down, and have a great rest of your day. See y'all.